Biden breaks silence on Trump conviction. Washington, President Joe Biden commented for the first time on Friday on former President Donald Trump's conviction in a New York trial, calling the claims that the trial was rigged reckless and dangerous. Donald Trump was given every opportunity to defend himself. "It was a state case, not a federal case," President Biden told reporters. "The jury heard 5 weeks of evidence, 5 weeks. And after careful deliberation, the jury reached a unanimous verdict," President Biden said. "Now he'll be given the opportunity as he should to appeal that decision, just like everyone else has that opportunity. That's how the American system of justice works." President Biden continued by condemning President Trump, who called the trial rigged. "It's reckless. It's dangerous, it's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged, just because they don't like the verdict," President Biden said. "Our justice should be respected. We should never allow anyone to tear it down. It's as simple as that. That's America. That's who we are," he said. The president's comments came before he delivered a speech on the Middle East, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Following more than 11 hours of deliberation, a panel of 12 jurors reached a unanimous verdict in the case at Manhattan Criminal Court, convicting the presumptive Republican presidential nominee on 34 first-degree counts of falsifying business records. These charges were related to a payment made to adult film entertainer Stormy Daniels during the 2016 election. The Biden campaign released a statement on May 30 after a Manhattan jury convicted former President Donald Trump on all 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. "In New York today, we saw that no one is above the law," Biden-Harris 2024 communications director Michael Tyler said in the statement. However, the Biden team stated that the conviction would have minimal impact on the upcoming Republican nomination. "Donald Trump has always mistakenly believed he would never face consequences for breaking the law for his own personal gain. But today's verdict does not change the fact that the American people face a simple reality. There is still only one way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, at the ballot box. Convicted felon or not, Trump will be the Republican nominee for president," Mr. Tyler said. The White House also commented on the verdict with a brief statement on May 30. "We respect the rule of law and have no additional comment," White House Counsel's Office spokesperson Ian Sams said in a statement. To capitalize on the opportunity and boost fundraising, the Biden campaign sent a text message to supporters requesting donations. "If you have been waiting for the perfect time to make your first donation to Joe Biden's re-election campaign, we're here to tell you today is the day," the campaign wrote in the message. The Biden team also warned that Donald Trump supporters are so energized that they will likely set fundraising records for his campaign. "So while the MAGA right comes to the aid of Trump, Joe Biden, and those who care about democracy need you," the message said. "The threat Trump poses to our democracy has never been greater. He is running an increasingly unhinged campaign of revenge and retribution, pledging to be a dictator on day one and calling for our Constitution to be terminated so he can regain and keep power," he said. "A second Trump term means chaos, ripping away Americans' freedoms and fomenting political violence, and the American people will reject it this November."